This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Miranda Blah. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India is moving towards one nation civil code, that is, a secular civil code. Addressing Rashtriya Ekta Diwas celebrations at Kevadia in Gujarat yesterday, Mr. Modi said that the pursuit of a secular civil code is key to ending discrimination. Prime Minister said, "Today we are all seeing the success of one nation identity, Aadhaar, and the world is discussing about it." He said earlier there were different tax systems in India, but we created the one nation, one tax system, the GST. The Prime Minister said his government strengthened the country's power sector with one nation, one power grid and integrated the facilities available to the poor through one nation, one ration card. Mr. Modi said, "We have provided the facility of one nation, one health insurance to the people of the country in the form of Ayushman Bharat." Arunachal Pradesh Prime Minister, Pradesh Minister of Health and Family Welfare and Water Resources, Biyoram Waghe, inaugurated a butterfly park at Pakke Tiger Reserve yesterday. Located at the West Bank Forest Camp, Sejosa in Pakke Kesang District, this new park aims to enhance biodiversity, conservation efforts and encourage ecotourism in the area. The minister also launched the new Pakke Tiger Reserve website, offering accessible information on conservation, tourism and biodiversity. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Waghe highlighted the importance of community engagement in conservation and the need for ecotourism practices that honour local traditions and the natural environment. He commended Pakke Tiger Reserve as a model sanctuary in Arunachal Pradesh, blending conservation with community involvement. In Meghalaya, Northeast Adventist University and Adventist Higher Secondary School on Thursday celebrated the National Unity Day at main football ground of Northeast Adventist University, Klethirchi. National Unity Day is observed every year to commemorate the birth anniversary of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel, and this year is his 150th birth anniversary. Mr. Frederick Roy Karkumoy, IAS Principal Secretary Arts and Culture, who was the chief guest in his speech, said he sees the growing of this university compared to the last 20 years. Speaking with the Chancellor of the University, he said, "Northeast Adventist University has been celebrating the National Unity Day since 2021 as one of the reasons that India is a nation with cultural diversity. The day was marked with a colourful cultural program." In Meghalaya, numerous cultural events have started during this festive season to attract domestic and foreign tourists from around the world. This year, visitors will have the opportunity to experience the cherry blossom season, capturing Meghalaya's natural beauty. Alongside this, the musical festivals will serve as a major attraction. Kicking off the season, a special program named Korem, a unique cultural collaboration between Korea and Meghalaya, hosted a Shillong's picturesque Wards Lake, commenced today. Tourists have started to share their excitement for these festivities, with many calling the cherry blossoms a breathtaking natural spectacle and the music events an ideal fusion of tradition and festivity. Two women were arrested after heroin worth ₹22.7 lakh was seized from their possession near Mizoram's Aizawl Assam Rifles, said in a statement. Acting on a tip-off, a joint team of Assam Rifles and the Mizoram Police launched an operation at Maubak village and recovered 32.4 grams of the narcotic substance from the two women. One of the two accused is a resident of Maubak and another hails from Manipur Churakchanpur district. The All Souls Day is being observed in Meghalaya today, with Catholic Church and other Christians denominations to commemorate the departed souls. The main function of the All Souls Day is being organized by the Catholic Church at the Lankra Cemetery in Shillong, where the Requiem Mass will be celebrated by priests and to be attended by the faithful. On this occasion, Shillong is decked with the colors and fragrances of fresh flowers as families prepare to honor their loved ones. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from the Shillong station of Akashvani. Have a nice day.